This week at IU Cinema, you can see an old classic take on new life. Man with a Movie Camera, a 1929 silent Soviet film, will play with a live score performed by the Austin, Texas-based group Montopolis. I spoke with the composer, Justin Sherburn, about the project.
It's a combination of rock musicians and classical musicians and sort of everything in between. So it's usually a rock rhythm section with classical chamber music players, string players and percussionists and horn players from the Austin Symphony and from various groups here in Austin. I'm the sort of prime mover behind the group, and I write all the music and arrange it. We tend to do very anachronistic things. So instead of really period appropriate music, we do, things that are a little bit more avant-garde or pop, of things that normally wouldn't be associated with a silent film.
I asked Sherburn about his creative process.
I look at films and kind of try to be inspired by a concept. With Man with a Movie Camera, the film feels so modern already because it's abstract. It uses a lot of special effects. It's got very quick editing. It's really feels like a modern music video. So I thought it would be great to do a modern soundtrack to that. It's a pretty organic process. I come up with a larger concept. So that's the kind of overarching theme. It's just a very different take on it because, it's just kind of applying a very modern, context.
He says the live score allows audiences to think critically about the film's origins and its echoes in today's world.
This was initially commissioned by Stalin, by the Soviet Union, as a propaganda piece. And it was primarily filmed in Odessa and Kyiv. What I wanted to do was sort of subvert that idea of nationalism and really focus on just the beauty of the individuals. It's a lot of industry, factories, and then people just living their lives, like doing sports and laying at the beach. And so I wanted to express that. And of course, right now we have a crisis in Ukraine, this Russian invasion. And so I thought it would be very timely, very relevant. And I feel like it's important to keep the narrative alive and remind people that this is, important. It's important to sort of have the historical context for what's going on over there and to pay attention. And because, with the news cycle, we can easily put it on the back burner, forget about it. But I feel like it's an ongoing thing. It's a very important time in history, really. And it's not really a time to sit on the sidelines.
It's 2022, and going to a theater to see a live score to a silent film is timely?
We're really going through this paradigm shift in what the theater does. And I believe that they're becoming, a gathering place, that is really necessary for people to come and experience something that they can't experience at home. I think that's what the live score does. You can watch a movie at home, but you can't have this sort of communal experience, and you can't have this live performance at home.
Sherburn says the show is also just a good night out.
I think it's a great experience for an audience to really see how much music affects the context and the emotionality of the film. And so it's an opportunity to kind of see how big a role music can play in the film experience. I like to remind people that it's definitely a celebration of the human spirit. It's not a depressing night out. You can come and watch a really beautiful movie.
You can see Man with a Movie Camera at the IU Cinema this Wednesday at 7 p.m. More info at cinema.indiana.edu.